Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vinny B. I didn't want to hear that song. Anyway. Big weekend in racing. Everybody in action. That's been, let's see, IndyCar in action. NASCAR in action. ARCA in action. And NHRA in action as the countdown continues. IndyCar is just about to wrap up their season. I think ARCA's got another race or two as well. NHRA has four more. I think it's four more. I don't know. Every time I read their schedule, there's supposed to be six races, but maybe they added one. I don't know, but we'll just have to wait and see. But anyway, those of you who not only listen to me here, but also watch the They Still Live podcast. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. episode 50 has been released as of yesterday. It used to take a week. Now it only takes a day. No trivia this week, but, you know, hey. More of a rant going on and some goofy stuff, you know, like we always do. But today is motorsports and entertainment. I need some entertainment. I feel like listening to a Rob Zombie version of American Band, originally done by Grand Funk Railroad. Band I used to listen to growing up. There you have Rob Zombie. We're an American band. They were just in the area. That's one of the reasons why I played them. They were at the Blue Ridge Rock Festival in Danville. Dying Oath was there, who had the singer on our show, Mindy Jack. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. My cat was starting to get into some things that I didn't need him dumping on the floor. But anyway, yeah, he was there. And he also played Rocklahoma. So going from one festival to another. Another band we had on the show was at that one. Liliac. So now we just need to get Rob Zombie to call in the show. How cool would that be? Anybody know how to contact his people? Let me know. But anyway, let's get into it here. The Firestone Grand Prix of Monterey IndyCar Series. Obviously, it's a road course at the WeatherTech Raceway at Laguna Seca. And Colton Herta, starting from the pole, takes the win. Alex Palou winds up second. Romain Grosjean. Grosjean, I don't know. A name like that, I don't think it'd be Grosjean. Graham Rahal, good finish for him. In fourth place, Pato O'Ward in fifth, Marcus Ericsson. Sixth, Joseph Newgarden, seventh. Simone Pagenaud, eighth. Oliver Askew, ninth. And Eddie Jones rounds out your top ten. Some of the bigger names, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Scotty Dixon, Sebastian Bourdais. Jimmy Johnson actually was in the race. Finished 17th, started 25th. Old Jimmy with that Carvana sponsorship there, doing some IndyCar stuff. I think he's going to want to give a shot to run the Indy 500 and win that. Now that he don't have to worry about running Cup Series anymore, I mean, he's got seven championships. But, you know, when you retire at an early age like he did, I think he still has that thirst, the need for speed. Average speed for the winner was 104.14. Time of the race, 2 hours, 2 minutes. 2 hours, 2 minutes, 31.54 seconds. Margin of victory, pretty good size gap, almost 2 seconds, 1.97. You know, it's pretty wide there. One caution for 2 laps. And 4 lead changes amongst 2 drivers. And that would be Colton Herta led twice. And believe it or not, Romain Grosjean. I mean, Herta led 3 times. Grosjean led twice. But Herta obviously leading the last lap, taking the checkered flag. And Grosjean had faded to third, so he wasn't even, after battling for the lead like that, to wind up third instead of second, I guess would be a little disappointment. Anyway, point standings. Alex Palou leads the points. Pato O'Ward is second. Joseph Newgarden third. Scotty Dixon fourth. Marcus Ericsson is fifth. Colton Herta sixth. Graham Rahal seventh. Simone Pagenaud eighth. Will Power ninth. And Alexander Rossi are your top 10 in points. It's a close one between Palou and O'Ward, but I don't think the schedule winding down, waiting for the – it's going to change much. Let's see, the schedule, I think we're just about the series. September 26th. This is the last race of the season for the IndyCar guys, the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Wonder how many masks and people will be in the stands for that one. So just have to wait and see. Anyway, the NHRA out at Z-Max Dragway. For another round of their countdown. The battle came down to Josh Hart and Brittany Force. Brittany trying to fight for her second Top Fuel championship. And let's see how she did on her way to the finals. Qualified number one up against number 16, Artie Allen. So we did have a full field there. I still have to get down there for the four wides, the original four wides. Then they added the Vegas one. But both of those tracks are owned by Bruton Smith. So anyway, off the light, it was not even close. 0.83 for Brittany, 0.108 for Artie, and then she had a 3.68, and he had a 5.70. So he did not get the grip he needed to get down to even make it close. And up against Spencer Massey in round two, who beat Antron Brown. 0.95 for Brittany. Ooh. A little slower than round one, but an 0.42 for Massey, but 3.73 for Brittany and a 3.81 made up the difference, and Brittany moves on to the semis against Steve Torrence. A little payback from last week, 0.97 for Brittany, 0.71 for Torrence. So he got her off the tree, but his 3.75 with a 1 wasn't quick enough to get across the line before her, as she got 3.72 with a 1. So she's in the finals, and let's check out Josh Hart, who was your number 7 qualifier. A 1.11 off the light for Hart, a 1.02 for round 1 opponent Alex Laughlin. Hart was number 7 qualifier, Laughlin number 10, but 3.78 for Hart, 4.95. That's even slower than funny car times. Traction issues wasn't good enough to take the wind light. So Hart moves on against Mike Salinas, 0.91 for Salinas, 0.61 for Hart, 0.03 quicker on the light. Hart with a 3.80, and Salinas with a 9.93. Again, no contest. Give it to Hart. Then up against Justin Ashley. Now, this was a pedal fest here. 0.49 for Hart, 0.55 for Ashley, and winning that pedal fest, Josh Hart with a 4.12. Justin Ashley couldn't get it together soon enough, 6.96 into the finale. In the finale, 0.44 off the light for Hart, 072 off the light for Brittany. And he got her all the way down the track, 375 for Brittany and 377 for Hart. Actually, she had the quicker ET. He had the 3-1 hungers off the tree, give it to him with a hole shot. And Brittany winds up runner-up. Low ET, 368 with a 9 in round 1, goes to Brittany. Best reaction time, Sean Langdon. 024. It's pretty good for top fuel. Usually they're in the 30s and the 40s for their good ones. Top speed, Brittany Force, 332.67. Let's go to Funny Car. Comes down to Tim Wilkerson and Cruz Pedregon. Wilkerson, number 8 qualifier. The Cruiser, the number 3 qualifier. So Cruiser up against Dave Richards, the number 14 qualifier, round 1. 104 off the light for Cruz, 112 for Richards. Pretty close there, but down the track, no contest. 390 for Cruz, 1183, so you know you had major issues when it takes you 11 seconds to do a 1,000 foot. And up against J.R. Todd in round 2, 081 for Cruz, 043 for Todd. Todd off the tree quicker, but Cruz a 396, the Todd 738. Moves him up against Alexis DeJoria. Alexis, 047, 091 for Cruz. A big jump off the light, but poor Alexis. 1151, having issues down the track. Cruiser staying with that 3.9 range with a 395. Takes the wind light. Tim Wilkerson, on the other hand, up against Bob Taskett in round 1, a 101. Off the tree for Wilkerson, Taskett. 079 off the tree, but 393 for Wilkerson to a 444 for Taskett. Takes his Ford competition out. And up against John Force, who was your number 1 qualifier, and faced no opposition in round 1. So 078 for Force, 102 for Wilkerson off the tree, 395 for Wilkerson, and 99.99. So he blew up on the track and had to be pushed off somehow. And you get an ET that basically is a minute and a half. It wasn't a good run for the king of drag racing. So Wilkerson moves on up against Ronnie Capps, 059 for Wilkerson, 067 for Capps. It's Wilkerson's closest run of the day. 393 with a 9 for Capps, but Wilkerson. I'm having trouble pronouncing his last name. 390 with a 9 to give him the win light and move him on against Cruz Pedregon. Cruiser's been running pretty good of late, and this was a battle. This was close from the get-go. 061 off the tree for Wilkerson. 063, that's how close. 0.01 of a second. That's almost mashing the pedal at the same time. But 394 for Cruz, a good run. But Wilkerson added to that gap with a 392 with a 7. So he had 2 one-hundredth advantage on top of the 2/1000th advantage to give him the Wally. Low ET, Ronnie Capps, 390 with a 1. Best reaction time, 043 with J.R. Todd. And Tim Wilkerson got the top speed at 331.36, which was in that winning round in the finals. Pro Stocker. See how we're doing there. The finals, Kyle Koretsky versus Greg Anderson. Anderson qualifying third. Koretsky fourth, so they were pretty close from the get-go. Koretsky up against Christian Quadra in round one. 045 to 066 off the light for Koretsky, and 660 with a 6 versus 663 with a 6 for Quadra. Give it to Koretsky, of course, because he made it to the finals. Then up against Dallas Glenn in round two. 035 for Koretsky, not bad, but Dallas Glenn, a perfect light with a 000. You don't get them too often. Glenn had a 006 in round one, so taking that 35/1000th of a second advantage, but it didn't pay off because he had issues. 18.34 for Glenn, 664 for Koretsky. Then up against Baron Stroop. 010 for Stroop, 1560. Poor guy. He had a .505 off the tree against Koretsky, but Koretsky with a 666 with a 1. Almost the evil. If I would have 0, it would have been triple sixes. But into the final round. Of course, Anderson having a good year. Tough competition. Might win the championship the rate he's going. Up against Fernando Quadra in round one. So both finalists went up against the Quadra. Interesting. 041 to 046, Anderson by 5/1000th off the light. But 659 with a 2 and 665 with a 7 for Quadra. Gave it to Anderson. Now this one, round 2, Troy Coughlin, 034. Versus 077 for Anderson, gets the jump off the tree. But Anderson with a 664, not a bad ET. That gap of 4/100ths wasn't enough to make up for the almost full tenth of a second that Anderson had at a 659. Then up against Erica Enders. She's been having a tough time since winning the U.S. Nationals. She had a runner-up, I think, last time, but into the semis against Anderson, it's an 050 for him, 063 for her, 657. Her car had issues, 18.9. Maybe she needs to call in. I'll send her a shout-out. In the finale, 011 for Koretsky off the tree. Anderson, 006, almost perfect, but not perfect enough. Well, that's a 5/1000th advantage. But a 663 with a 9 wasn't enough to get Koretsky 662 with a 9. So he takes the Wally over Anderson. Anderson in low ET. 6.57. Give Anderson the best reaction time with a 006. Now, how do you do that when a guy in round two gets a 000? I beg to differ on that one. Unless they're going by the finals. Top speed, Greg Anderson, 209.33. On to the bikes. Comes down to Joey Gladstone and Angel Sampe into the finals. Qualified number two, Gladstone number four. Teams were got a lot more to cover. Joey Gladstone, 0-30 in the finals. 7.15 down the track. Angel, 0.113 with a 6.86. Give her the Wally. Way to go, Angel. That's how you do it. Let's check the standings. See who's where. Alrighty, Top Fuel. Brittany Force has a 21-point lead over Steve Torrance. Justin Ashley's third, 74 back. I'll tell you, that's a battle right there. It's going to be come down. If it stays like this, come on, Brittany. Brittany's been on the show several times as well. Got to get these people back, but sometimes it's hard to get a hold of them. Anyway, Billy Torrance is fourth. Leah Pruitt, fifth. Mike Salinas, sixth. Antron Brown, seventh. Sean Langdon, eighth. Clay Milliken, ninth. And Doug Kalita rounds out your top ten. Yep, I don't see. 210 points from first to last. It's pretty good, but I think the final ones are going to come down to, even though Brittany Ashley is 74 back, I think four to go is doable, but so I won't rule him out, but it's going to come down to Steve Torrance and Brittany Force. Let's see how the funny car division is doing. Can JFR take two championships this year? John Force Racing. He's not out of it. Ronnie Capps leads the points. Matt Hagen is second. He's only five back. John Force is third, 25 back. J.R. Todd, fourth. 46 back. Cruz Pedregon, 52 back. Tim Wilkerson, 72 back. Tied with Robert Height in seventh. Bob Tasca, eighth. Alexis DeJoria, ninth. And Blake Alexander is in your 10th spot. So that puts 169 points between first and 10th. But I'm going to narrow it down. I'll go as far as fourth with J.R. Todd, even though Cruiser's 52 out. It's gainable. But everybody above them's got to have a couple of bad days, like round one and done. And I don't see that happening. But the top three, Caps, Hagen, and Force with a 25-point gap, especially Hagen only five out. There's your fight to the finishes, I like to put it. In the pro stock, Anderson got a 65-point lead over second-place Erica Enders. She's going to have to knock him out in round one facing him. Or he's going to have to get knocked out in round one, and she's going to have to go to the finals the rest of the way out to get her fifth. But Anderson, I think he's got seven championships. So he finally got it together after having a bad year last year. Kyle Koretsky, third. He's 91 back. Dallas Glenn, fourth. Aaron Stanfield, fifth. Troy Coughlin, sixth. Matt Hartford, seventh. Mason McGahee, eighth. Derek Kramer, ninth. And Chris McGahee, tenth. So I'm going to, I hate to say it, but I think Anderson's going to take it because the gap is too big. 60 points. That's, you get 20 winning the Wally and then 10 if you don't, so that's how that goes. And Pro Stock Bike. Steve Johnson leads Angel Sampe by 17 points. That is tight, too. Matt Smith, 30 back. Eddie Krawick, 39 back. Scotty Polacek in fifth, 95 back. Joey Gladstone, sixth. Corey Reed, seventh. Angie Smith, eighth. Karen Stouffer, ninth. And Andrew Hines, 10th. So all Vance Hines drivers in the top 10, but the closest one to it is Angel. So she has three championships, tied with Shirley Muldowney with three championships. She's trying to catch Erica Enders, who has four championships. So if Angel can pull this one off, and she's close enough to be able to get it done, she could get her fourth. So there's that. In ARCA, Busch Beams 200 at Bristol, Ty Gibbs takes the win. I think he's got like nine now. Sammy Smith, second place. Taylor Gray, third. Nick Sanchez, fourth. Corey Heim, fifth. Raja Karuth, sixth. Jesse Love, seventh. Drew Dollar, eighth. Parker Chase, ninth. Connor Jones rounds out your top 10 for the finish. Where's the rest of the stats? Oh, boy. Trying to get the standings. There we go. Let's see who leads your top 10 in points. Ty Gibbs, of course. Over Corey Heim, that's a battle going on. And it's close. Where are the points? 952 to 926. Thad Moffitt, third. Nick Sanchez, fourth. Almost like the finish of the race, though, in Bristol. Brad Smith, fifth. Drew Dollar, sixth. Taylor Gray, seventh. D.L. Wilson, eighth. Kyle Sieg, ninth. And Jesse Love, tenth. No playoffs in ARCA, so it's going to come down to two guys, Corey Haim and Ty Gibbs. And wins. Gibbs, 10 wins. Haim, 6 wins. I think, yeah, there's no thinking there. The only one who's got a win is Landon Lewis, and he's 38th in the points. So all your wins are between two guys, three guys, mainly two. All righty. The week of Bristol. The truck series kicking it off. Chandler Smith, playoff bound rookie, takes the win. Led once for five laps, the right five laps. Ran Enfinger second. John Hunter Nemechek third. Stuart Friesen fourth. Johnny Sauter fifth. Carson Hosever sixth. Seventh, Matt Crafton. Zane Smith eighth. Ben Rhodes ninth, and Todd Gilliland is 10th. With the win, Chandler locks in. Average speed, time of race, 1 hour and 47 minutes. Average speed, 59.47. Margin of victory, 0.442. It's Smith's first victory in the Camping World Truck Series. He's a rookie, but picked a hell of a time to do it. And 11 cautions for 85 laps. Three lead changes amongst three drivers. Creed, Hosevar, Creed, Smith. Smith getting the big one. Let's check the points. Aren't they just... never mind. Here's the points as they stand. John Hunter Nemechek leads the points. Sheldon Creed Second, Ben Rhodes. Third, Zane Smith. Fourth, Chandler Smith. Fifth, sixth. Crafton, Husavar, 7th, Stuart Friesen, 8th, and that's your cutoff. So that was the elimination round, or beginning of the round of 8. But playoff points, it's 50s, 20s, you know, that's how they got it going. The win locks you into the next round, so we'll see. Here's Chandler Smith on his win. Driver for Kyle Busch Motorsports.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are with today's winner, tonight's winner. Chandler Smith, driver of the number 18 Safe Flight Toyota. And Chandler, obviously, this is a pressure win back up against the welcome to this race, and you won to advance to the round of 8. How about just giving us some feelings at the race and that big win, aggressive at the end there?
Yeah, for sure. All week I've been talking about 2019 when I finished second to Brett Moffitt, and what I would have done different to win that race, because these things are so hard now to win, and it's incredible the amount of work and just how much the competition is right. Same people, everybody's just got a lot better. I haven't done anything really different since 2019, so been having to work my butt off, doing a lot more sim time, working out a lot, and doing everything, watching film to get this win. My face has been tested incredibly, and God's timing is always right. So,
there you have Chandler Smith on his win and how tough the competition is. All righty, let's look at Xfinity. AJ Allmendinger takes the win at Bristol. He's having a tough time of it. Started 10th. Finished 6th in both stages. Your stage winners were Allgaier in stage 1 and Hemric in stage 2. But Allmendinger didn't lead at all. He led one time for one lap. It was in overtime. So there's 306 laps originally scheduled for 300 because it was the Food City 300, obviously. Austin Cindric wound up 2nd. Riley Herbst was 3rd. Justin Allgaier 4th. Brandon Jones 5th. Justin Haley 6th. Harrison Burton 7th. Myatt Snyder 8th. Sam Mayer 9th. And Daniel Hemric rounds out your top 10. Ty Gibbs, who's a rookie running both the series. I can only run one for points, though. It looks like he's running the ARCA series for the championship, so this is a taste for next season, which he's going to probably wind up in the for JGR in the Xfinity series being. He already has a win there and 10 wins in ARCA, so he's kind of blown ARCA out of the water with his talent. Of course, the equipment's good too, but that doesn't hurt. But the race took 2 hours, 10 minutes, 26 seconds. Margin of victory, 0.08, so it was a close one to the line. 75.02 miles per hour. This was, with the win, it's A.J. Allmendinger's 9th in NASCAR, and I think 1st at Bristol. I think most of his other wins are on road courses, so 10 cautions for 72 laps. 11 lead changes amongst seven drivers. As the points entry list, why are they putting that in the stat pack? We got to go driver results, driver points, and all the rest of that stuff. As in points right now, we have Austin Cindric, your leader, A.J. Allmendinger, second, which is kind of weird. Cindric has the advantage by one win. He has five. Allmendinger has four. They're tied in playoff points. And that's where they'll bring it down. They're still in the round of 12. This was the first playoff race, actually, so they have two to go, so Dinger locks into the round of eight. So that leaves Allgaier in third, Gregson in fourth, Haley in fifth, Hemric in sixth, Jeb Burton seventh, Harrison Burton eighth, Myatt Snyder ninth, Brandon Jones tenth, Riley Herbst 11th, and the bubble guy. Actually, the bubble guy is Myatt Snyder, because it goes from 12 to 8. And Jeremy Clements is in your 12th spot, so he's got to make up some playoff points or get a win. We'll see where that goes after that. Let's hear from our winner, A.J. Allmendinger for Colleague Racing.
A.J., can you hear me?
I got you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on a absolutely crazy race, especially there at the end. An awesome season brings you to not only a race win here tonight at Bristol, but also you are the NASCAR Xfinity Series regular season champion. Why don't you just start by taking us through your season so far, your race, and just how it feels to win at Bristol and win the regular season title.
You want me to go race by race? I can. I remember all of them. I can start with the first race, remember everything about it. You want me to start with that and just go through all of them?
No,
I was kidding. No, the year's been fantastic. You know, I didn't know what to expect coming back, or just coming full-time for my first season ever in the Xfinity Series. Full-time, you know, I obviously had success with Matt Colleague and Chris Rice, all the men and women here at Colleague Racing for the part-time seasons. And, you know, I felt like we could come out and be really strong throughout the course of the year. But, you know, overall, we're still a young team. A lot of these racetracks, I feel like a rookie coming to, never being in an Xfinity car. So I knew there was going to be some ups and downs during this regular season. And the most important thing was to make sure that we're at our best going into the playoffs. So, we started the year off great. Getting a win in Vegas was a big deal. And, you know, we had a couple opportunities early in the year that we didn't capitalize on. But to be able to win at Matt's home race at Mid-Ohio was big. And then to get a win at Michigan, and obviously in the Cup side of it, to get that win at Brickyard was so big. So, you know, to have five wins on the year, four in Xfinity and one in Cup so far is unreal. I didn't have any expectations. I didn't know what to expect to start the year in the sense of, like, should the goal be the regular season championship? And, of course, the ultimate goal is you want to win the season-long championship. But, you know, the way this playoffs work, you get one race at Phoenix if you're lucky enough to make it, and you got to be on that race. So sometimes that always doesn't dictate how the season goes. So to get a win here at Bristol is something I've always dreamed of. And, you know, I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to get. So when Austin gave the inside there, I knew I was going to be aggressive. And, you know, we touched off of four coming to the white. And, you know, at that point when we got together, I checked up. I didn't want to wreck him for the win. So I checked up and that allowed Allgaier to get under us, and he come charging in and got into the 22, and I cleared them, and I thought, you know, I was more than ready for Austin to kind of come return the favor. So I kind of drove into three deep, and was getting tight in the rubber there, so I kind of drove into three deep just trying to get a diamond going, and he did a great job to check up early and try to get the run off, and I knew he was going to run, you know, get in the side of me and try to loosen me up and try to beat me the line, and that was a big hit. So, you know, I think tomorrow and Sunday I'll be really proud. I am really proud of what we have done in this regular season. It's just kind of strange. You don't – like, I've never wanted to end it like that, like where you're crashing across the start-finish line. And, you know, Austin Cindric has made me step my game up all year, and he's made me a better race car driver. I got so much love for Roger and Team Penske. So, you know, that's not the group that I want to have that happen with. But, you know, I know he's going to be a contender in the championship, and the regular season is a big deal. The bonus points are a big deal. So, you know, I've made the promise to Matt Colleg and Chris Rice and all the men and women at Colleg Racing that when there's an opportunity to win a race, I'm going to try to go get it. And if I don't, then I shouldn't be in the race car. So I'm a little bittersweet the way it ended like that, but really proud of our regular season.
Way to go, AJ. But he ain't the first one to cross the finish line at Bristol sideways or whatever. Who can forget? Dale Earnhardt and Terry Labonte in the Cup side. Oh. Crossing the finish line at Bristol first. It's shouldn't be unexpected. I'll leave it at that, but you know how that goes. Anyway, AJ locks up the regular season championship as they start the playoffs, so going into the playoffs, so he's got to get it done, and we'll see what happens from there. All righty. On for the main event of the weekend for NASCAR fans. I was coming down to Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott, but they kind of had a little mishap later on, allowed a certain young guy who's been tearing up the season to take the checkered flag. Kyle Larson wins at Bristol. He did win stage two. He led seven times for 175 laps and gets six playoff points. Not that he needed it, but he locks into the round of 12. This was the final race of the round of 16. So round of 12, here they come. Then three more there, and we'll see who locks into the round of 8. And, of course, the round of 4 at the final in Phoenix. Harvick wound up holding on for second. William Byron was third, Ryan Blaney fourth, Alex Bowman fifth, Brad Keselowski sixth, Martin Truex seventh, all playoff guys, Eric Jones eighth, Denny Hamlin ninth playoff guy, and Matt DiBenedetto. Round out your top 10, Jones and DiBenedetto, the only two in the top 10 not in the playoffs. Playoff guys, Elliott finished 25th. McDowell 24th, Kyle Busch 21st, Kurt Busch 19th, Eric Amarola 18th, then Tyler Reddick in 12th, Joey Logano in 11th. So 3 hours, 2 minutes, 56 seconds, so you call it 3 hours, 3 minutes for the time of the race. Average speed, 87.4, margin of victory, 0.227. It was Kyle Larson's 12th Cup Series victory. Most of them were this year. 8 cautions for 71 laps. They did have a competition caution, a red flag, and 2 stage conclusions. 23 lead changes amongst 7 drivers. And as for the points, Kyle Larson leads the points. He has the most playoff points with 59, and then they count down from there to your top 12. The top 12 are as follows. Martin Truex Jr. second, Denny Hamlin third. They're your three who locked in. Ryan Blaney fourth, Kyle Busch fifth. Sixth, Chase Elliott. Alex Bowman seventh, William Byron eighth. Joey Logano, ninth. Brad Keselowski, 10th. Christopher Bell, 11th. Kevin Harvick, 12th. Now, they still have 13th through 16th as playoff guys, but they should have taken that POA because they got eliminated. Michael McDowell, of course, finished 16th. He did make the playoffs due to his Daytona 500 win. Kurt Busch, 15th. He's eliminated. Tyler Reddick, 14th. Eric Almirola, this 13th. So there are your four guys cut off. And now Harvick, Bell, Keselowski, and Joey Logano are your bottom four who have to fight to get into the round of eight. So three races, another four go. Let's see what happens. Let's hear from our winner, Kyle Larson.
Hey, Kyle, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Well, congratulations on a very exciting race and especially a very exciting nail-biting finish there at the end. Take us through it from your perspective.
Yeah, it was good race from start to finish for us. Our car was really fast, really loose for five laps. Then we'd get good and then loose again, then good again. And then be pretty good at the end of the run. The second last run we had there, that long one, I was really good. So thought I was going to be good again there that last run, but I just wasn't – I didn't have the front turn that I needed. And just tried staying patient with everything and try not to overheat my tires and abuse them and just give myself a shot. And we were able to stay close enough to Kevin, and you know, Chase was obviously upset with the contact and was just making things kind of tough on him, and it kept me in the game and you're able to, you know, make some moves on him there late. So yeah, fun race there. I've always wanted to win here, so cool to finally do it.
There you have Kyle Larson, given the play-by-play basically the last couple laps, taking the win, and on to Vegas. Everybody will be in Vegas this coming weekend. Truck Series will be Friday night at 9 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. All SCO Uniforms 302 Xfinity Race. Saturday at 7:30. And the South Point 400. Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. All times Eastern because it's 3-hour difference. So here on the East Coast, it'll be dark. Over there, it'll still be light. But anyway, that'll be round one of the round of 12. Race one of the round of 12. So let's see who could march on. Now, with Kyle Larson having the year he's having, you think Ganassi should have held on to him instead of just letting him go after some stupid crap on a iRacing banter that was blown out of proportion. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Rick Hendrick's looking like a genius, signing him this year. And what can I say? He's probably going to lock it up and win a championship coming back with the old guess kind of thing. Ah, see Chip. Well, Chip sold his team. Roush sold some of his team to Brad Keselowski. You have Denny Hamlin as an owner with Michael Jordan. So you got some new owners coming up. So we'll see. Have to see how that turns out. I was talking, texting back and forth with a friend of mine who used to run in a couple of these series, NASCAR Cup Series, Shauna Robinson. I tried to get her to come on, but she's busy. And we were pondering who it's looking like, because it was during the Bristol race, so I was, and you know, we kind of agree that Larson has this locked up. Of course, she's a Truex fan. I've been done some stuff for Sherry Pollux, who was the Grand Marshal. So it's great to touch base with an old friend. Anyway, that's our show for tonight. I'm Vinny B. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.